Well, the time has zipped by, legend. And it's going to be a great close here because it's going to be a familiar close because an all-round great guy is here with us to close out the show. And you were just with him in Flint along with Anthony Bellino, AB.
Yes, we were and had a great time. Always great being with Terry, hanging out with him. But, man, Paul W., legend, just what they're doing. Just like I say, this tour, how they're affecting these communities, how they're bringing people together and giving these kids, giving these adults this draft experience, man. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Well, and as we officially welcome from the Detroit Sports Commission, the head, Terry Rattigan, I've never seen anyone leave one job and go go headlong into another job that's just as busy.
Didn't even take a break, Paul.
There wasn't a breath.
It's been a great, great way to transition into a new role, and with the draft, you know, it's just it's been a little all-consuming, but you talk about a labor of love, and it's because of all the people. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues across government, business, the Visit Detroit and the Detroit Sports Commission. I can't say enough about them. Everyone is pulling in the same direction. Everyone knows this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to change people's minds about what a great city we live in.
We are all deputized to be ambassadors of the city of Detroit. And it's so important that we all know that and remember that and make the people, the 600,000 people and however many hundreds of them are there that have never been here before or are just visiting, that we make them feel comfortable and love the experience of being in Detroit.
Exactly right. And then we've got 60 million more people that will be watching it worldwide. And that, you know, that I think that was part of the Lions' deep run when we had those two home playoff games and the weather actually cooperated. And NBC did such a great job of showing these drone footage of different parts of our amazing city. It was a sunny day. And I think that alone changed a lot of people's minds. And this will have that kind of an impact with even more viewers than the championship games.
I don't want to get ahead of the game, but part of my job is getting ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, we will have the NFL draft, and there's been lots of planning, and WJR is going to be all over it. Lomas is part of our team. A sports wrap, of course, Anthony Bellino. The whole radio station is going to be a part of it. It's a big deal. But it's just the beginning of a summer filled with incredible opportunities for Detroit to shine, sports-wise and otherwise, Derry.
Nonstop. But first, before I go into that, I do want to thank WJR, all of you who have been so great to work with and really welcoming. And you identified early on that the draft was going to be a major opportunity, and the whole WJR team has embraced it. That's why you'll be at Gillies. That's why you're broadcasting all day. And it's a partnership that we at the Detroit Sports Commission do not take lightly, and we really, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you saying that.
If you look even farther ahead, right, that we had the NCAA tournaments here. You guys are looking at trying to get a Final Four here. Just all the other things, the Grand Prix, just everything, like you're saying, everything that's here. This seems to be becoming a mecca for sports here with all the teams being downtown. But just all the activities that you guys are bringing to us in the next couple of years, too, it's just exciting to be a sports fan here in the state of Michigan.
It's very well put, Lomas. Yeah. It's true. And WJR, we learned in our 101 years, we don't necessarily have to be sponsoring an event or hosting the event on our air. We can still be very much involved and help the event tremendously, and we understand the importance of this event, for example, to kick off the season and to open the door for so many other great events, and each event makes Detroit a little better.
And we have, as you mentioned, the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up. We've got the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix sponsored by Lear. It's just amazing. I think there are other cities in our great United States that would trade places with Detroit. They would happily have all of these signature events, some that are just once and done, like the draft, or some that come back every single year, like the Rocket Mortgage, like the Grand Prix.
Look, at just one of these events would be massive for any city, and they would embrace it and rally around it. Just one. We have several this year, several all at once.
We have one on the maybe other end of the spectrum from a significance perspective, but it's significant for the people that are participating. I don't know if you know this, Paul W., part of the Sports Commission, we lure anyone who wants to come to Detroit or Metro Detroit, we want them. This weekend in Allen Park will be the NCAA Women's Bowling Championship. The National Championship for Women's Bowling will be in Allen Park this weekend. It's a Detroit Sports Commission sponsored and supported event, and that's just one example, and tickets are still available for that.
Yeah.
How do they get those?
Go to DetroitSportsCommission.com or visit Detroit.
Visit Detroit.com,
yes,
which is where we get our little NFL credential that
correct.
We need.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, too, the other aspect that you guys, too, is the charities, the organizations you all help, too, right? By putting on these events, this helps foundations. This helps smaller organizations that are out in the community doing community-type work.
And we thank people like Jason Langwell, who started with the 313 Digital Divide as part of his golf tournament.
Right.
Or people like Bud Denker and Roger Penske and Mark Royce, who started with giving back to Belle Isle.
Michael Montrai.
Michael
Montrai. The whole team that does all of this.
And they moved it to the streets of Detroit. They expanded the number of charities that are, in addition to Belle Isle, other charities that they're supporting. So it made sense, Lomas, for us when we had the draft to set aside some money for Beyond Basics and Project Play. Mm.
And, you know, and let's not forget the folks that step up. Chevrolet steps up for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. Lear Corporation, Ray Scott, steps up to present the Grand Prix. These are people who are putting their money where their mouth is and helping the city of Detroit and all of the charities that are included. And then think of Tony Michaels with his Ford Fireworks and his America's Thanksgiving Day Thanksgiving Parade. Brought to you by Gardner White. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's all about people, and it's all about people making a commitment to the city of Detroit and the people of Detroit. And that includes Terry Radican as the Detroit Sports Commissioner, because he's in charge of the commission. That makes you the commissioner. So thank you, Commish.
I love it. New nickname.
We'll be seeing you around, Commish, in the days ahead. And I cannot thank Lomas Brown enough to take time off from his busy schedule to come here and co-host with me. Legend, God bless you.
Absolutely. Look, like I say, man, David said, be here for the legend. I'm here. I'm here. I am here.
Thanks to the whole team. Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Dave Rieger, Ray Templin. All of us here, and we wouldn't be here without Steve Gregorian, who makes it possible for us to be here at this. Look, you're getting applause.
Yeah.
You're getting applause, at least from the WJR table. Thanks, to DFCU Financial and Ryan Goldberg for sponsoring for us coming up. Regards, Paul W. Smith.